Well, I don't know. It's Eric calling here from, very close to the North Pole. We woke up this morning and we had very flat light, very overcast day, which makes navigation very difficult. You don't see the features out in front of you until you're actually skiing over them. It would be a lot better to go around them, but in this flat light, it's not much more that we can do. We had a great surface day to ski over most of the day. In fact, we've had a pretty darn good surface for most of the trip so far, but today was exceptional. We had a lot of flat pans, which makes for fast skiing and unhindered skiing, although the features that we did need to ski over, because of the flat light, do tend to slow us down a bit. We had a consistent wind from the west, slightly from the west-northwest, if anything, and a lot of fresh snow. Between 8 and 10 centimetres of very fresh, dry snow on the surface, which is reasonably unfamiliar up here in the high Arctic. We stumbled across our first lead of open water, too, a very narrow one, perhaps a metre or two wide in places, and a seal had popped its head out, the moment it saw us duck back down below, but it was quite astonishing that the seal could break up through ice that had already frozen to a thickness of probably 5, 6, 7 centimeters or so, if they have very strong heads. We were a little bit disappointed at the distance covered today. The GPS told us we've done only 12.5 kilometers. We knew we skied further than that, but unfortunately at the moment we have a drift of 300 meters per hour. Most of that is taking us to the east, but unfortunately that is going south too. We are a bit despondent over that, but nevertheless we've worked hard the last 2 days. We've done 17 kilometres and 5 or so on the short afternoon of the 2nd of April. So we're still confident we'll get there. We're very close to the halfway point and we hope to cross that tomorrow. And still keeping our fingers crossed that the drift will change, stop or even take us north. And we have to find ourselves standing at the pole April 10 at the very latest. But we're doing very well. Kathy's a star. She's a great skier. She's fit and fast and fanatical about everything that's Panchi's wonderful company. So signing off and look forward to our update tomorrow. Bye now.